KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A group of teenagers in Stebbins allegedly stole four-wheelers and taunted a foreman with racially charged threats. Alaska Dispatch reports the group's actions forced a work crew to flee town on Sunday and abandon a $10 million tank farm project. Alaska state troopers expect to bring charges against the teenagers. Alaska Village Electric Cooperative says the sudden departure of Anchorage-based STG, which is weeks away from finalizing work on a new tank farm in Stebbins, cost the community of 600 a chance to receive the fuel shipment they need for winter heat and gas. When the village will get another opportunity to receive fuel by barge is unknown. The federally funded project must be completed first and the tank farm turned over to the community, but that won't happen until September. Or STG workers could accept the fuel earlier on behalf of the school, city, and corporation. But project manager David Myers says STG construction crews won't return to Stebbins until the company feels it is safe. And arson has been deemed the cause of a July fire in Selawik. On the evening of July 21st, Alaska State Troopers responded to reports of a storage shed on fire in Selawik. Troopers found local residents had responded to the fire and extinguished the blaze, but were unable to save the building. The shed was destroyed, and an adjacent residence occupied at the time had also caught fire due to high winds and flames. The fire was contained to the shed, and damage to the residence was minimal. No injuries were reported. Troopers determined that two children, a 5- and 6-year-old boy, had been playing with matches. Mattresses stored inside of the shed were lit on fire, and with high winds, troopers say the mattress quickly ignited, with the fire rapidly spreading to other flammable materials inside of the shed. One of the boys remained at the scene of the blaze. The other fled, but was later located by troopers. Total damage to the shed and the residence was estimated at $2,000. The minors were referred to the Office of Children's Services due to their age. And two Montana women who had only been in Alaska a few hours have been identified as the drowning victims on Eagle River. Anchorage police say in a release the victims were 60-year-old Fern Johnson of Plains, Montana, and her friend, 48-year-old Carol Heater of Kalispell, Montana. They were in a canoe Wednesday with Fern's husband, Robert Johnson, accompanied by Eagle River resident Robert Voris in a kayak. Police say they put the canoe up against a log jam and attempted to paddle to the east bank, but were caught in a faster current and the canoe overturned. Robert Johnson was able to get on the log jam, but the two women got caught under it and drowned. All were wearing life jackets. The proposal to restart the Alaska Coastal Management Program is the most talked about statewide issue that will be in front of voters when they go to the polls on August 28th. Alaska is currently the only coastal state in the nation that does not have a coastal management program. That previous program was allowed to sunset last year after multiple attempts to get it approved failed in the Alaska legislature. That prompted the successful effort to use the initiative process to put in place a new program. The initiative turned into ballot measure 2 that's on the ballot for the upcoming primary election. In the last few days, several of the initiative supporters have been raising concerns that outsiders are trying to buy the election. The Alaska Sea Party, which sponsored the Citizens Initiative, sent out a press release on Tuesday claiming that outside corporations are outspending local Alaskans 10 to 1. Bruce Botello, the mayor of Juneau and the co-chair of the Alaska Sea Party, says through the end of July, the opposition group has raised well more than $750,000. And besides the $150,000 from Shell Oil, the No On Two campaign has received more than $130,000 from 4 mining companies based in Canada. Those companies have given more money to the opposition than the entire amount raised by the Alaska Sea Party. Alaska's coastal management program ended last year after the Alaska legislature could not agree on language to keep the program running. That led to the Citizens Initiative that was the result of a petition drive that collected more than 30,000 signatures. The issue will be decided when voters head to the poll on August 28th. You can read the ballot language and find additional information about the initiative on the website of the Alaska Division of Elections. And the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department just received a new $200,000 ambulance fresh off the barge. There's only one problem. The ambulance wasn't insulated from the elements during its weeks-long voyage to Nome. Now NVADM, the city, aren't sure if they'll accept what they consider to be a potentially damaged vehicle. In the city's contract with emergency vehicle supplier Braun Northwest, the city made explicit the requirement to cover the new ambulance during the barging process to protect it from corrosive sea spray. And the city ensured this stipulation for good reason. Years ago, a previous ambulance, one that now sits idle outside the public safety building, was also barged up without cover. NVAD Acting Chief Jim West Jr. says that vehicle almost immediately suffered from electrical issues and corrosion. West says the ambulance department doesn't want to find themselves in a similar situation with their new vehicle. The problem, however, is one of need. West says the department needs its new ambulance, and if the city declines to accept the vehicle, it would be at least another year before a new ambulance makes it to Nome. NVAD and the city are exploring some alternatives to shipping the ambulance back. One idea that's been offered, extending the vehicle's warranty beyond the 3 years already guaranteed. Both the city and the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department are in negotiations toward a solution. And Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is planning a 3-day trip to Alaska. Salazar is preparing to decide whether to issue final drilling permits to Shell Oil, which hopes to drill exploratory wells this summer in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. The department announcement on Salazar's trip was mum on whether the secretary intends to make an announcement on Arctic offshore drilling in Alaska. Shell still needs the Coast Guard to complete a review of an oil spill containment vessel before it can drill. The company also is seeking a waiver of requirements in the air permit it received from the Environmental Protection Agency. The Interior Department says Salazar on Saturday and Sunday will tour the North Slope and the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. A look at the price of gold, up $4.60 an ounce to $1,622.60. An ounce of silver is up 1 cent to $28.25, and a pound of zinc at 82 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 8:50 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 48 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.